This is the voice of Carnage, and you are listening to Carnage Cast.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 13 of Carnage Cast. As you may have noticed, we've made a tradition of our odd-numbered episodes being actual player recordings from events around Vermont. This week, we're kicking off a Battlestar Galactica recording that was made at Winter Weirdness, one of the Green Mountain Game Days held in Barrie, Vermont, back in January. It's a specially curated game hosted by Carlo, a huge fan of the game who likes to visit down from Quebec. Let's go to the beginning of the game as everybody introduces themselves and their characters. Hi, and welcome to the Carnage Cast actual play recording of Battlestar Galactica with the Battle All-Stars. We're going to introduce everybody at the table and the characters they're playing, starting with Carlo.
So, hi everybody, I'm Carlo. I will be playing D. Quick word on D is one of the three characters that I have yet to play in all of the minigames I've played so far.
Hi, I'm glad to be here. My name is Justin. I am playing the role of Dr. Gaius Baltar. Basically, I like to play Baltar, and he is usually hated by everyone, and I get to serve as the president today. Right now.
For the moment.
That's why I said right now.
For a temporary state. Hi, I'm Alex Monk, and I'll be playing as Starbuck, one of our pilots. Starting out as the CAG, but we'll see how long that lasts.
Hi, I'm Kristen Wood, and I will be playing Tori Foster.
Hi, I'm Joe Rea. I'll be playing Felix Gato, who's good at FTL control and launching coups.
Hi, I'm Dean. I'm playing Cat, a hotshot pilot, and also Stim Junkie.
And I'm Robert. I'll be playing the Admiral Helena Kane.
Which she stole from me.
That's how it begins.
Here goes the loyalty cards.
Only a Cylon would steal a chosen character.
This one is good. Yes.
That one's
No, the other.
Too late.
You're not supposed to take both Cylon cards, Justin.
That's right.
You gotta share.
That's me.
I forgot. I was anxious. I was excited.
Okay.
As usual, I will ask Robert to
pick for you.
Pick the Cylon card.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right. So we take about 30 seconds to look at our loyalty cards.
Might take a little while.
Oh, for the personal goals.
Yeah, we should spend longer, right? Because yeah.
As soon as.
So here we go. Look at them.
Okay.
So if everybody's read the card, this is the time to pocket it. Here we go.
Okay.
First, Dean, our official skill card manager, will have to deal the cards. So I will take.
Okay. Actually, you're first, right?
Actually,
is it three cards? Oh, I'm first, but I'm just going around.
Yes.
I guess you get three cards.
We
right?
get three cards from our skill group. Are you doing the cards?
Yeah. Yep.
Give me two green and a purple.
Yep.
That makes sense.
Hello?
We'll take one blue and two purple.
Justin?
I will take two yellow, political, and one blue, engineering.
One blue and two piloting. Not tactics.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's fine.
Two piloting, of course.
One purple, one green, one yellow.
One purple, one green, one blue.
Purple, green, and blue. And I think I get my full complement, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Start of the turn. Yeah.
Two tactics. Two.
So since Robert, since Robert Ladd, like, evilly took my character from me, we should bring him right away and at least pass on the Emerald title to somebody else.
Now we could have Felix.
It won't happen.
I'm okay with that as long as we don't pass on to Carlo.
No, the title will go to Joe and Gaeta.
I'm just appreciative that I got to be Baltar. I've played other characters.
Hey, go ahead, just go start your call.
Who is the president, by the way? Is it Baltar?
Huh?
It is.
Are you the president?
I am the president, yes.
Yeah, he's the best.
You should have actually.
My quorum card, yes.
El Presidente.
Oh, Cat launches himself.
Yep. Launch myself.
So Cat will launch in sector 6 of the Galactica and see what happens.
Oops. So I can make one more move, right? Yep.
Yes, you get an extra action.
Okay.
After you launch yourself, and then you get to shoot.
Actually, I'm going to stay here for the moment. I'm not really happy with the cars.
You can escort one of the super engines.
I think that's what I will do.
Well, you need to be there.
You have to be there.
Oh, right.
So you would launch yourself in that part. Yes. Then you move over.
Move, and then as an action...
And that's it for actions.
Well, that's all I have, right?
No. Launching gives you an extra action.
Right? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, the move is the extra action, though.
Yes.
Yep.
So and then you have another.
Yeah, I don't think you can pull it off.
You can hang out there with him.
Okay.
He's not the character.
Action one, then moving in. If
right.
you
action
reach this,
launch
yourself in a Viper. Right. You may take one more action.
Right. That's
so
move.
Yeah, that's the move.
That's the action.
Now he has another action.
No. That's the action.
Yeah.
He's not the cat.
The cat gets an extra action.
The cat.
He's right.
Because it's taking the action.
The cat.
I always get that mixed up.
Dean will have the official first prizes of the group.
All right.
Okay.
So we can read it aloud.
Yeah.
Informing the public. Okay. Current player chooses. So this is yellow and green. We need a 7 to pass. And... current player chooses, let's see, we either do the skill check or roll a die on a 4 or lower, -1 morale and -1 population.
So what's the skill?
What's the skill check?
So the skill check is yellow and green, we need a 7.
What's the result?
Pass is, current player looks at one random loyalty card belonging to any player. Fail is -2 morale.
2 morale?
That's pretty harsh.
So we're a little bit
low.
So
this is a 7, right? This is a
7's pretty easy though.
Yeah.
Although we start with a limited hand.
We have a limited complement. And I'll tell you, I didn't really do very well on my
draw. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, look at this, man. I give you props for having given me Baltar. That's all fine.
I
didn't steal Kane from you though.
So that's why we should succeed at the skill check and look out at Robert's card. He is the admiral. He is the first choice, obviously. That reminds me of my current play by forum game. We have the actual first crisis that we had. We check
you
out
what?
The admiral, and he ends up being a Cylon. Just saying.
I am actually in... I would really like that for you guys to look at my card. For you to look at my card. That would be really good. So let's do that. Let's make this skill check.
I can put in some.
I can put in.
Not a ton.
Nah, I don't want to put in. I cannot put in.
I will not be able to.
I can help.
Okay, so we have 3 people not helping. I can put in a tiny bit, but it's not going to count.
I can help.
Mine is small.
Mine is also very tiny.
But just a few tiny contributions will do
it. I will put in the tiny contribution that I have, but I...
So 3 tinies.
keep in mind that when we speak of skill cards, you have to speak high or low only.
Okay.
No more than
okay.
Well, tinies.
Low.
Good point,
Joe. Bit more specific.
So you could put in more, you said?
All right, guys, let's do this. I'm not throwing in.
I'll collect them. In my colors.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. I mean, you should be trying to... assist us, I think. I don't know.
No, I have the card that I need for next round. Sorry.
For what?
For next round. I'm the next player.
Oh, you're collecting?
That means that it's probably going to exile somebody. Is this all you have? Only with one card?
I don't have much at all.
I only have
Guys,
one green card.
this might work out just fine. Or,
really?
Or not.
Probably not.
And if it doesn't, you know, I question the lack of...
There's a big...
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Minus 3 is 3. And we have an Iron Will leadership card here. If total strength of this skill check is within 4 of the difficulty, does not trigger the fail effect. Perfect. We are. 3 is within 4 of the difficulty.
Nice, but we also don't trigger the succeed effect.
We don't trigger the pass effect either, which is...
Yeah. Which is actually the best outcome.
Well, at this point...
That's interesting how that worked out that way.
Do we move up the jump track?
Okay.
We, yes, we have these guys are moving, and a point on the jump track. Thank you very much. On my turn, I would like three green and two purple.
Just a general point of order, I wanted to ask. Because I've not played with
the... Do not shuffle those out. Just leave them.
Loyalty
cards. Oh, yeah, I'm not. I'm just...
The way that they are.
No, but don't
actually meet different conditions.
Yeah.
Can we reference them from time to time?
Put them to the side and grab them when you need them.
Obviously, we're
just keep one discard pile.
Just have one discard pile?
Yeah, and then whenever we need them, we can just go through.
You take out the yellows or you take out the greens when you need them.
Okay,
okay. It's the same thing. I can say to you that I am a Sauron, and you
have to do that.
Yeah, but I want to have the ability to look at them from time to time to see if conditions are met or not.
I'm looking at it.
Okay.
Yeah, so no problem.
I mean, that's okay to look at the... All right.
Of course.
Okay. So, for my action this turn, I'm giving Dean an exile.
Ah, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good. Okay, that speaks a little... That speaks volumes. That's good. That's good. So, mad props to you.
I can do two, right?
Yes.
So Dean is removing a citizen to help us...
Do you want to do two? Because then they're going to start shooting at Galactica.
Yeah.
But only
we don't like
only
citizens.
Three... Only yeah. three raiders is not that bad.
Right, but the podcast.
No. Yeah.
So the Emerald kindly exiled Dean, which is out space with Cat right now, to escort some citizen ship, which is a
so. What's the drawback of escorting both citizens?
Nothing.
If the raiders,
it's all good.
If the raiders activate,
then they'll shoot at Galactica.
But only if they.
But what's
the
chance of hitting?
Only three raiders. Okay. It's still not that bad.
It's not critical right now, but it might be
much. It's much worse if these guys are in
jeopardy. It will be a niche.
I mean, the only thing about getting rid of this population is that we've already jumped one on the track, so I'm feeling pretty good, and maybe we can.
Okay, enough talking, Walter. We are going to rescue Hera, guys. The current player chooses, which is me. We either can do a skill check 10 on yellow and green. A pass has no effect, and fail is minus 2 on the morale track and destroy a raptor. Or we can just take a minus 1 morale.
I think we need to take the minus 1 morale.
I agree.
We just did a yellow.
I just chose minus 1 morale.
And failed.
Minus 1 morale?
Yes.
Okay, that puts us down to 8 morale.
Alright, give me the d8. These guys are shooting at the Galactica. On 8s, right?
Yes.
1, no. 2, no. 3, no.
Three times.
And three failures. And a step on the track.
And we do advance also.
Fantastic. We've advanced another one.
A bad feature right now for the game is that neither Chief or Kelly are played. Only 3 blue cards are being dealt for me and Starbuck and Baltar.
So take your blues.
Oh, Gata.
I think we have some.
I think between Gata and...
That's why I took Gata, because he drew blue.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're just sort of floating around on Galactica, so you can.
Okay, so
stuff.
Now that nobody's there to repair some stuff that needs, it looks like D has to do the business of the pilot stuff. So D will move to the hangar deck, and will repair 2 of the good Vipers for both Starbuck and Cat to use. The rise.
Okay, he's now taking a
crisis. I will say super crisis, but that's not.
not yet for you.
The CAG has to choose.
Oh, fun. Raiders inbound. The CAG chooses minus 1 population and damage Galactica once, or the CAG and the Admiral must both discard 3 skill cards. No?
I don't want to discard. I got a good hand.
You have a lot of cards, though.
We're dodging a population, so we're going to go for that and damage Galactica once.
I will choose to assign damage to the Pegasus, which is more likely to be the...
Yeah, that one looks good.
The main batteries were damaged on the Pegasus.
It happens. And heavy raiders are activating.
So there are no heavy raiders in the board. One shows up. Keep in mind that the Pegasus is only a secondary board, which the airlock is with the engine room, the best place to use. So main batteries are...
All right.
Dr. Balthar.
Okay, thank you. So, I get...
That's for your cards.
Sorry.
Oh, you got them in front. Okay, fantastic.
Population, right?
No.
See, Dean is that good.
Going blue?
Going with blue, yeah.
Okay.
Actually, green.
Green, yep. Oh, well, I'll just leave it here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, for movement, I'm going to go ahead and discard to leave the research lab and go to Colonial One President's Office. I mean, that's pretty much where Baltar spends his time, right? So, and then as my action, I will draw a quorum card. I think this is a good one for us, but I think it's a good one to wait. And so I'll take another quorum card, right? And then
you'll take a crisis.
Okay. And in taking a crisis, I can draw one skill card
after you see the crisis.
This is my charge. After it. Okay. After. So let's see. All right. Prison labor. This is a yellow, green, purple, 10. Pass is no effect. Fail is -1 morale, -1 food. And then also it's got the raider symbol, so.
But no jump?
No jump, no. So we're talking again. Green, yellow, purple, 10. Pass, no effect. Fail, -1 morale, -1 food.
I can help quite a bit.
I can help as well.
I can help.
I can't.
I can help as well.
A little.
So I can also, so.
All right, so grab the Destiny deck.
I can put a high contribution.
You're collecting,
Are you?
Huh? You're collecting.
I'm collecting
your guys. Yeah, your guys.
So, pass.
What's the total check?
Ten.
So you're putting a lot, Dwayne?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we've had four people so far put in. Are you putting in any cards?
Of course. Those are in my colors.
Okay, you're putting in two cards, and then, you know what, I'm just going to make sure.
Three purple.
Definitely don't make it.
Well, actually, that's interesting because, you know, now I'm now pretty much you can't tell. But, all right, let's see. So, all right, green. Oh, well, the treachery. So, that just came out.
Yeah, no one
yellow.
It had to came out.
Purple, green, purple, green. Purple. I don't think I really have to total this to know that just in this alone, -1, we pretty much...
19.
We did it.
We did it, yeah.
Let's move on.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's a little bit overkill, but...
It's overkill, but, you know, we established that a lot of people were willing to take, you know, take it for the team. That's good.
So, as Baltar, he will roll 3 8s now and be put in the brig since he will damage the Galactica 3 times.
Yeah. I'm ready to do that.
So just don't roll 8.
Just don't roll 8. 7. Well, that's, you know.
6.
Come on, 5.
And 2.
All right, see?
So far,
fantastic.
So
fantastic. See, I'm all for the team.
I've heard that silence cannot be.
3 yellow, 1 green, 1 purple.
You've heard that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not speaking.
I'm going to take 2 leadership, my next one.
Okay. Yep.
That might change later, but for now.
As Starbuck, I'll be launching myself into a Viper.
Get one of the fancy ones.
Pilot.
Pilot so counter.
He needs his pilot token.
He needs his pilot token.
Do you have a color?
I find that interesting how you're really good at setting up the game, but you didn't...
You didn't set that up.
There you go, Starbuck.
Thank you.
It matches your shirt.
So the main benefit is this moves one further, right?
But
it does. It's also harder to hit.
Yeah, oh, it only hits on 6 or 7 instead of 5, 6, 7.
I got to trade which is pretty good as well. For one. Oh, there isn't. Is there another one available?
Okay. Yes, I did. Okay. Chief job.
No, I'm going to move.
Hi, Chief. We miss you.
And that's my turn. So, a crisis. Thank you. Current player chooses Admiral Grill. It's a 9 on yellow and green. Passes no effect. Fail is -1 morale, and the Admiral discards 2 skill cards or -1 morale. So
what is the number?
9 in yellow and green.
In yellow and green.
The difference is we can either just choose to lose a morale or try the skill check, possibly lose a morale, and you discard 2 skill cards. So we're going to go with the you possibly discarding 2 skill cards and trying the check.
I cannot help.
But I can hardly help at all.
I can't help. I can't help at all.
So I don't know if that's enough.
I could help very little.
Rethink this.
Very little, please.
I can help a lot.
Will help with a low card.
The you total is throw a 10. Away.
Oh my goodness.
Is a 9.
Well, we went and we just think about it. We just had a green, yellow, and a purple.
That's so
right. No, we had like three. Yeah. We had like 3 in a row. So
yeah. So this is a bad situation.
This is one that we need to just fail. Sorry, it's a morale.
We've been using our politics and leadership up. No. Using our capital.
Okay. -1 morale then.
We already lost 2 morale.
So we're down to a 7 morale.
Well, what we need is an inspirational speech.
Yes, we need some Baltar speech.
Yes.
Baltar. You know, the card which our Baltar...
Well, when we jump...
Did you...
You can reroll it.
Right.
And...
That just barely moved.
I just moved it.
Okay.
Yes.
Did somebody roll for the attack on the...
Roll for the attack on...
Yeah, the letters will attack Starbucks, and Starbucks kindly defined the Galactica on it.
And what do they hit on?
6-7.
6-7 damages, 8 destroys.
Miss!
Oh!
Destroy! Evasive maneuver! Reroll -2.
Okay.
Okay. And so, Starbuck managed to fend off 3 raiders.
Woo-hoo. Nice.
I just put myself out there.
Okay.
Good job.
Let's see.
Risking our expensive equipment.
All about the bottom line, isn't it, Admiral?
If
Starbuck's bottom line is pretty
Kristen,
good.
If you have an XO, you might XO as well Baltar. You might play some current cards and you will end up picking up cards.
I don't have an XO.
That could have been a good idea.
Right, that's what I was thinking. XO Gator.
Never. To your
never.
Left.
Not
even this early?
No.
No, now it's okay. After sleeper phase, you might reconsider.
Never exit a person to your left. Okay.
Wow.
I don't think we're going to do the jump yet anyway, even with my...
As president of the colonies, I concur. They definitely don't want to.
Except when it's Carlos.
You do not want to choose a player to your left.
I'm not
going to
be able to do much this time.
Yeah,
so I mean, that's just give me 2 politics cards and I'll use that as my action.
Just for the record, Terror Corps Thursday is in the press room.
And I just want to point out that you guys are all sitting to my left.
Yeah, yes. Choose to drop 2 political cards and then give me my crisis. And I'm amoral, so I always have to choose the top one. Oh, President chooses.
President chooses? I have to make a decision? Okay.
Well, you're the president.
Oh, President chooses. -1 food. Or the president discards 2 skill cards, then the current player discards 3 skill cards. I have no issue with discarding 2 skill cards. The issue is really more...
No, she just drew 2 additional cards.
She drew a bunch.
How did you get so many cards?
Okay. You fine with that? I'm completely comfortable with that.
Yeah,
so that way we don't lose food.
I think if you want to avoid the air lock, you have to discard skill cards.
3? Yeah.
I'm gonna discard skill cards.
No, like 5 skill cards or so is something that we usually discard, and we can save a few.
No, it's pretty easy. And then also we're gonna jump, and then we've got this.
Okay, so it's 3 or 2?
It goes in
the
other.
It's 3 for you, okay. It's 2 for me. So
right, it's going
so
in the other order.
All right.
Yeah. So the base star shoots.
Oh, that's me, right?
Dean takes this card. Yes.
The base star shoots?
Yes.
Yep.
And it has to hit on a what?
Oh, Dean, you're not doing the underneath
one!
He took it.
I
put it.
Oh, no, I haven't looked at it. Dean, the discarded pile, like you used to do underneath.
So you don't. So you don't know what anybody's turned in.
We do this approach
in theory.
You could also do it face down.
So what happened?
Yeah, you should do it face down.
I think we should actually, I think we're still allowed to see the top card.
Face down. Okay. Whatever.
Okay. All right, it's your turn.
I'm up?
Yes.
So it is Mr. Phoenix Geta, the traitor's turn.
Excuse me. Not yet. Give me time.
He's still working on his plan.
I got to set it up just right. So I can push the big red button to auto jump. I'm not sure about that right now. I could XO someone. Starbuck's looking like a good target.
Not really.
Can we fire? Starbuck is, but Baltar can be also if you want to get some cards and some current cards.
Yeah, I think Baltar is the better choice at the moment.
Can we destroy the base star?
No, why would we want to do that? Why not? They're our friends.
Just bumping bullets in the base star.
I'm going to move to the hangar deck, and then I will give an executive order to the president.
Ooh, fantastic. Okay.
That's so good choice.
Yeah.
Corn cards.
So what I'm going to go ahead and do is draw first.
No.
All right. Ah.
No, you
don't want that.
Not play one.
Don't want that. Okay. I think it's very important that the workload is getting actually very, very heavy in the in the office, and I very much appreciate having some assistance. So I'd like to assign a chief of staff.
Ooh.
So who would be willing to assist
me
in that capacity?
Me.
Since
I don't have any yellows.
Since you provided the XO, I think that that's only fair. So I'm going to draw two political cards and then pass that.
What's
to you.
What's that? I love you to play Baltar.
You get a. You get an action. You get to do something as a
result.
Yeah,
I get to draw two skill cards of my choice.
Anything,
and
right?
Give me two green, actually.
Blue might come in the also.
We've got a lot of blue.
And Dean, I get the two political cards for having given that. So now,
and what does that title do?
Well, the chief of staff, he now has the ability to do the same thing I did. He can choose two political cards as an action, and then pass the card.
Oh, so it just kind of goes around.
No.
Right. Or
that was the action when you played it. What I can do with it is I can discard it before a check is resolved and make yellow cards count positive for that check.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. Very
that's your chief of staff.
This was your first action. Crisis. You now have another action, Baltar.
Yeah.
A skill
check. So you draw another card.
You draw another card and then play another one if you want, or draw another one.
Yeah. Draw another card, play another card. So that will give more cards for us to play.
Inspirational speech is good.
Yeah.
No, I understand that.
If you can somehow change bread into wine.
Inspirational speech are mandatory, because if you reach two morale, no, I have to suicide myself.
Unfortunately, I would say that currently in the presidential position, in the way that the red state is such that I'm not convinced that I could actually do much to boost the morale. In fact, I might...
So I'm going to card
not
we'll pull another card.
I will choose another card as a result.
You only do inspirational speeches, not this blabbermouth.
It's for the benefit of all society.
I don't want to kill myself. So
I'm trying to help us as part of the.
See, and I'm getting closer to wanting to kill myself. The more Baltar talks, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Is the president?
So you're anti-Baltar, and you stole the Kane.
Oh,
that. Smack talk.
I really should have picked up Callie. Let me kill myself. I won't use my OPG right now, so I will use Callie.
Push him through the airlock and then
let him. No, I can kill my morale 2 or lower, I kill myself.
Okay.
Actually, my personal goal is to kill Carlo. It doesn't say that actually on the card, but
that's a separate thing.
But that's to show him
that first raises level. Your personal morale.
So we got a crisis. Fulfiller of Prophecy. This is yellow green 6. Pass, current player, me, would draw 1 politics skill card. Fails, -1 population, which is currently at
9.
Or current player discards 1 skill card. That's not a big deal. I can do that. After the activate silent ship step, return to the resolve crisis step and draw a new crisis. I don't like that part.
That's bad. That's bad. Yeah.
What is it? Yellow-green 6?
Yellow-green 6.
We can pass
Let's
this.
Do that.
Yeah, I can help with that. I receive some political cards.
Now, hold on a second. Do we, on the new crisis card, then resolve the bottom as well? Because this doesn't have a jump icon.
It resolves from scratch, the entire thing.
So that would be...
But yeah, if we, that would be bad. If we knew it had a jump in.
Crisis cards are never good. Yeah. Even with the jump icons.
Yeah, why are you even asking that question?
Cylon.
Yeah, this is a six is pretty low.
I mean, come on, Robert.
Six is low.
Although I can't help in this one.
Well, he was curious if
I can help. I can help a lot if we need to.
I'm putting in a high value card, so others should contribute, but don't overdo it.
Okay, hand him destiny.
So there, two destiny.
So
Dean, can I can't do anything.
I'm not throwing.
Okay,
Carlo.
Not my cards right now.
I can help.
But we're only
it's reasonable.
Low card.
Nothing.
So you might.
You guys can
a little bit.
This
yeah, don't over. Well,
maybe not overdo it, but.
Yeah, but keep in mind that's only two colors, and the destiny might be against you.
Yeah.
That's what I was.
Mine was pretty reasonable as far as level, so.
That's it.
But Joe said he could do it by himself.
That's not what I said. I said I was putting in a high value card.
We have the tape to prove it, Joe.
You can't hold that right now. That's probably right.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
That's why you're paraphrasing what you heard.
Exactly.
Okay. Are we going to see three negatives?
Five
for green.
Looks pretty good.
It's looking good.
Eight.
Looking great.
13.
Whoa.
I'm inclined to say we are a little
overkill. A little overkill on this one.
I'm inclined to definitely say we're overkill.
Destiny really helped out.
Wait, who played cards that time?
Not me.
The Destiny deck.
Oh,
yeah,
Destiny. Did we add any negatives?
Interesting.
No, we didn't have any negatives.
I think we might have a silent.
Destiny really helped
at the moment.
Destiny overhelped.
Destiny overhelped.
Okay, so base star shoots.
So excuse who me? Threw in too much cards? Because that is a bad thing for the
these three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I put in one card.
We each put in one card.
Yeah. It's only one
card. He also has a heavy quorum deck to choose from at the moment.
Base star shoots.
Or quorum hand.
He misses.
I'll take the card. And I also want to point out that I said up front I was putting in a high value card.
Cared?
Okay.
Did you pick your politics skill card, Joe?
So did we advance or something?
You want a political skill card for passing?
Oh, what's yes.
Base star shot.
Oh,
there's no reason to.
And missed.
Here you are.
Excellent. So Cat starts again.
Yep.
Let's not forget that Cat has to move because she's a drug addict.
So I'm going to move over here. But before that, our green or purple would be the extra card that you
green,
want.
Please.
Okay. So go there.
That seems we're in short supply of green.
So I'll take the crisis card.
All right, here it goes. You want me to read
two,
it for you?
Three, sure.
All right, your crisis is a witch hunt.
Ah.
It is a yellow and green check of 10.
Our favorite, yellow and green.
If we pass it, there is no effect. If we pass it by 6 plus, minus 1 morale. So that's a failure by 6 plus. And a complete fail is minus 1 morale, and current player chooses a character and moves him to the sick bay. Heavy raiders on jump.
D wants to go to sick bay. Okay.
Are you sick?
Yes.
Okay, green and yellow?
Green and yellow.
10?
No.
You don't want us to pass it on. You don't want us even to put any cards in. Is that it?
Well, Destiny goes
in. Yeah, if you have to choose somebody to go to the sick bay.
Okay.
So do you want us to just fail outright?
That's what we're doing.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
So I'm not throwing in anything. No, everybody gets a chance because there is silence that might want to succeed.
Why do we want to send you to sickbay?
He has a goal.
Yeah, throw
him. Ah, okay.
You can't even allude to that though, right?
He can say.
Yeah,
says,
can you?
Can say,
I
can say
I am okay with this.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Fine.
We fail.
He's so horrible.
We lose a morale.
We lose a morale, yes. Yeah. Current player chooses D?
Yes.
You look really sick.
Hopefully, Kane will exile me, and I will have a super
okay,
game.
So we jump.
If you have an exile, that will be...
So you,
but you're first, the heavy raider moves, what? And then we
you're
jump.
You're the next player in line.
Yes, I'd be...
I might be the next player, but that will be really...
That was the whole left thing. You don't want to actually...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Never exile someone who's to the left of you.
You picked up my pet character. I need to do this. I need the exile.
Oh,
heavy raider...
He's pulling the character sympathy
card. Heavy raider moves
thing.
To the...
Okay, I can add that I give you some aggregates.
How to jump.
So everything goes over there. Cat and Starbuck, you go into the hangar deck.
Okay.
Oh, we jumped.
He's
nice.
Over here. This
yes.
over
there. Nice. Itself, all right.
No, no.
This over here, and this over there.
And don't forget to put your person in the hangar deck.
Here we are.
All right. And then it's my turn?
Yep.
Destination.
Oh,
we jump. That's right, destination. Jump.
Excellent.
I mean, anyone's a Cylon, they could obviously make the argument for us not to draw a destination card on our jump. But...
Monk is trying to scramble things.
He's pointing a lot of fingers.
Let's focus on your job as CAG.
How are we doing on food? Is food a problem?
Seven.
Did we lose food already?
No, I don't think we
started. We started. The null sympathizer variation.
Yeah, you notice he started us lower. He's trying to start us.
So I have a option of gaining a little bit of food. Is that what I should choose, or should we not worry about that and just jump a little bit further?
I think if it comes to the price of fuel, that's a bad decision all the time.
No, it does not.
Then I think that's probably
the price of it's not the price of a
but we could jump further.
Morale is very low right now.
Especially if it's at the price of a raptor, then just go for it. We don't
use raptors anymore. But if it's at the price of morale, no, definitely not.
And what if it's a 1 versus a 2 distance? I think a 2 might be better unless the other one is really bad.
Yeah.
But the 2 the Tilian planet 1 distance is always very
good. But he's not talking about fuel.
No.
He's talking about food. Yeah.
Hey, as for PG taping thing, fra! Sorry. Hey, what the fra?
There is a distance difference. I cannot discuss the values on the cards, but there is a difference distance. So, can we have a vote? Shorter with food or longer without?
I'm in favor of more distance.
I'll go with whatever you feel is best.
Let's say more distance.
More distance, so long as it doesn't use up more fuel than the distance.
Well, here's the thing. It's so early in the game. If he does something that really causes some damage, yeah, we got time.
Okay, guys. We are... are you serious?
Oh, just reading the card now.
I have a little suspicious there.
You know what? I'm stuck with. I know what you guys chose, but I'm choosing the opposite. Sorry. we are jumping a distance of 1.
After all that discussion,
we lose 1 fuel.
CAG, I think we understand.
The admiral may risk a raptor to roll a die. If a 3 or higher, gain 1 food. Otherwise, destroy a raptor. I am playing a strategic planning on that die.
Oh yeah,
here it is.
Yep.
So it means you have to roll a 1.
No, higher than a 1.
Anything but a 1.
Anything but a 1. Otherwise, you can usually reroll. There it is. All right,
one
so
food?
We only go 1, but we have an extra food.
And no strategic planning.
What?
And 1 less strategic planning.
Yes.
Okay, so it's 1, 2, you, Robert?
Yes.
Oh. Exomina, that will be...
And 1 blue.
Excellent. I don't know about that plan.
I have to spend an action for the personal gold thing. So it will allow me to spend the action and move also.
You get an action on your turn.
I will draw on my own cards. You know that this is obvious.
I noticed D's been smiling a lot in this game also.
He just wants another loyalty card.
Yes.
There you go, Carla.
Thank you.
To just see if this works.
I will reveal myself as succeeding my personal goal, which was to be either in the brig or sick bed.
Ah.
Oh, you can say you had a choice.
That's like an easy goal.
I will shuffle another.
You're not a Cylon in
there? Card in it.
That strongly indicates that you were not previously a Cylon and increases the chance that you are now a Cylon.
I will shuffle again.
So Kylo, if you waited till we jumped to 7 before revealing that, we would all have to remember that at some point you were in Sigbay.
You probably need to reveal it while you're in.
Oh, really?
I need to be in Sigbay or the Brig in order to reveal it.
Okay.
That's what I was saying. You know,
picking
you
up another loyalty card, which I will spend 30 seconds.
I will point out to everybody... I will point out to everybody that the chances that Carlo is a Cylon increase to the same chances that Baltar is a Cylon.
Now making them equal in probability. Actually, I think Baltar still has stronger probability.
Because he drew from a smaller deck.
Since nobody...
No, because it's very unlikely that Carlo just resolved the goal when his... Never mind.
He drew from a smaller deck.
Since there is not much trouble right now on the Galactica, I will choose to move to my usual post, tactical post, and I will move back to the communication center.
Good place.
All right. Mm-hmm. And that...
Do we do a crisis?
Yes.
No, what you do, you first move to the communication center. Oh, you need to refuel in the sickbay, right? So you...
have to.
You have to. Okay, got it.
But you can't move once you've done your action.
All right.
You have to go in move action order.
Yeah, so Carlo has a guilty conscience.
Are you serious?
But the problem is he can move for an action.
It's two, then action.
Yeah,
but he gets a second action.
Oh, you get two, that's right.
But... No. You can move for an action.
Yes.
He may move his character, then take one action, or not move and take two actions.
But Joe...
No, he has to move first. If he moves, he can't play his personal goal.
Yeah. He can play his personal call and then move action. As an action.
No. Move is not an action unless you're in space.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Move is a move. Action is an action.
Unfortunately...
Really?
That's correct,
So you're stuck in sickbay still?
I will be stuck in sickbay, but I will have succeeded my personal
You're not going to be stuck in sickbay for two turns. That's your consolation.
Then you can use your newer
My second action then will be...
It's wonky, but...
My second action then will be to launch scouts. The scout
that's
succeeds.
Good. I don't learn that.
What do you want to look at?
I will look on the...
This is an VGV.
You can move to the top or the bottom, right?
It will stay on top.
Only draw one skill card.
You will understand.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I will draw only...
Wait. We have a crisis.
Oh, yeah.
It has to do with your guilty conscience.
So, I'll have to put these down here.
Pass is no effect. And fail is the current player discards three random skill cards. It activates the heavy raiders, and we have a jump icon. It's a 7 on yellow and green.
Yellow and green again?
Fail, I discard 3 random skill cards, but they're all good that I have, so I don't want to do that.
Okay.
Yellow and green.
You never want to discard anything. You're like a card hoarder. Why don't you? You always say, I never want to discard anything.
And if you're a silent, you want to have an empty hand. So what does this tell you?
This is telling you that you're not contributing to the rest of the team on any of the skill checks. Oh, yeah, that's a lot of talk. That's
inspirational speeches only, Baltar.
Well, I don't have that. All
right, I am collecting.
Alternatively, a rest.
I pass.
Those are also elite.
I cannot contribute.
Baltar.
Yellow and green.
I can contribute. A little.
Yeah. What's the total?
A little.
What is the pass. Total?
It's we only have to make 7.
Ooh, how many did you put?
Thank you. One, two.
I'm not going to put anything. Okay. I might be able to help afterward.
Okay. I might be putting in some myself.
You can find the red and the blues, right? The purples.
Yeah, because this is in my best interest, Phil. I don't understand Baltar logic. I really don't.
You never do.
That's
because you're not a member of this cult.
You know, there are signs
1-3
that can be ignored.
What the heck is this?
That's helpful.
Special destiny, treachery.
But you just drew a second card.
This doesn't go off, right? This is just a -2 in this skill check.
Yeah.
So the Admiral's actually doing more smack talk than I am.
2-3
Surprising.
4-5
Surprisingly.
That's very surprising at all. I don't know if you've ever...
4
Wow.
I need 3 more.
Ooh.
He's doing a lot of nothing.
You said you could do it.
Well, I said I could...
As far as I can tell, by 3.
can we play more than one of these?
I know. Yeah, that's all they say. What are you talking about, man? When you
so green,
only one declare your minor. So that's not going to do it.
Yeah, which...
Okay. Thanks, Dean.
Sorry. Nothing. So what happens? Had yellow in them.
What happens?
I need to discard 3 random skill cards.
Okay, and then we go up.
That's
one
the problem
on the
of keeping these both I think I have four left.
And there's a heavy raider.
Yes, I have that.
Okay. All right, so this goes to the discard?
What did he discard?
That not public knowledge?
It isn't.
Discards are public knowledge.
Yeah, we get to see discards.
Yeah.
I would argue. Green 1, green 4, green 2. That
would be less confusing.
And that you should be able to see the top card of every discard.
Oh, right. Yeah. Actually, you need to be able to see discards because of the sabotage card.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. All
right. So, heavy raiders.
I moved to step one.
Roll one die, right?
Roll one dice.
Two.
Two. Heavy raider, right?
Oh. Silent.
Those are the worst locations to put.
CAG needs to commit one civilian ship.
We do look at a jump track icon.
Yeah, we mark
it. Mm-hmm.
It is closer to the base star, by the way.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Did we already do a jump?
Yeah.
And so the raiders are over there.
I can launch immediately.
I moved this.
Yeah.
But you can do that from here, too. Okay.
Oh, actually, if I put it over here, the raiders will go...
Yes,
that way. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I will take my single purple card.
It doesn't matter how close it is to the base star.
It does, because base stars can launch raiders.
That doesn't really happen that often.
Okay,
so why not in either of these locations?
So that we can launch
to the raiders. It's closer to the raiders.
No.
And
both reasons.
Primary reason is those two south spots are the first spots that I will always choose. Because we can just immediately launch on that crap.
Now the situation might become a little bit more tense since we might already have a Cylon on board.
You've been listening to Carnage Cast, a production of NNEG LLC. All rights reserved. For more information, visit us at www.carnagecon.com.
Last night, a Mr. James Standish was killed with a mining laser in Freetown.